What I believe is true is imprinted in my heart. What I believe is true is imprinted in my heart. What I believe is true is imprinted in my heart. What I believe is true is imprinted in my heart. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. What I believe is true is imprinted in my heart. What is it that I believe is true? I believe that I am wonderfully made. I believe that I live in a good universe. I believe that all in the world is good and very good. I believe that everything is coming up roses. You know, they say, if you have an illness, and then you'll watch happy television shows, happy audio videos and so forth, that pretty soon your illness will go away. If you have unhappiness in your world and you are surrounded by happy people, happy circumstances, the unhappiness in your life goes away. If this is true, and it is, if this is true, why don't we do that? Why don't we imprint in our heart our happiness rather than our sadness? Why do we empower sadness to have any part in our life? Why do we empower sadness to possess us in any of the smallest, most insignificant ways? Why do we do that? Well, we do that because this is what we have trained ourselves to do for a while. Now, can we change the training of ourselves? Can we change the training of ourselves and train ourselves to live in a happy world? Oh, when a child does well, the teacher puts a happy face on the child's paper. One man received a check for $1 million, and the publisher who gave it to him wrote a little happy face next to his signature because it was the first $1 million check that the publisher had ever written. Well, how would you like to write a check to yourself or to anyone else for $1 million? Wow, wouldn't that be a happy time? Wow, just imagine that, writing a check to yourself or a check for anything for $1 million. And, of course, that means that you have $1 million in your bank account at least, or more. And, hey, now, can you imagine you're dealing with your mother and your dad? Now, they are pretty super people. And maybe they're not super people, but they're super people because you create them, and you create them super. And you want to say, Mom and Dad, you've been the greatest. As I grew up in our family, wow, our family has been the most super, super, super family. Mom, just a token of my esteem and appreciation, here's a check for $1 million. And Mom says, why, how can you give me a check for $1 million? Because I got $1 million. And, well, what should I do with it? Well, spend it, Mom. Or what should I do with it? Well, buy a house. Go do the things you want to do. Put it in the bank. Use it for, you know, buying things and doing whatever you want. But, son, I don't need $1 million. I've got you. And you are worth billions of dollars to me. More money than anything on the face of the earth. But, Mom, I want you to have this $1 million. But, son, you are the most important thing in the world. Mom, why are you refusing my $1 million? Well, to tell you the truth, son, I don't believe that you have it. Oh, Mom, come on now. What is this? What I believe is true is imprinted in my heart, and I've got it. Well, son, if you have it, then I can take this check right now. I can take it down to my bank, and I can deposit it, and they will put $1 million in my account. Sure you can, Mom. But, Mom, since you doubt, why don't you just mail it to the bank? And, you know, Have you ever put $1 million in an envelope and mailed it to the bank, to your checking account? Don't you think it would kind of shake the boots of the clerk who receives it and says, my goodness, this person is sending me a check for $1 million to deposit to their account. Do you think that $1 million check's any good? And so immediately, they check out the check and they found out that it's good a million times over. Wow, how about that? What I believe is it printed in my heart. What I believe is true is it printed in my heart. So the bank deposits that money to your account, and then you think, oh, that can't be true. It's too good to be true, and you don't use it. Well, it's just like you don't have it. Only till you use it, only till you enjoy it, only till you have it and know that it is true for you, is it imprinted in your heart and in fact. We have the ability to write checks for millions of dollars. We have the ability to spend our credit cards for millions of dollars. We have the ability to give millions of smiles. We have the ability to give millions of thoughts about ourselves, saying that I am a wealthy, healthy, happy, hearty person. We have the ability to imprint the truth about ourselves in our heart. We have the ability to know the truth about ourselves in our heart and live it every single moment. When people smile and their disease goes away, that disease is rather impermanent. Impermanent, not permanent at all. And so if you can laugh away your unhappiness, if you can laugh away your physical illness, your cancer or whatever that may be, and yours, you don't want to say your, the illness, the lack, the imitation, but the reality is your wholeness, your abundance, your goodness. Speak to the truth. Imprint only the truth upon your consciousness, because that's what's there. It is cast in stone, so to speak. It is engraved on the forehead of your face, and everywhere you go, people look at you and say, oh, you're a wealthy person. How do they know it? Well, you smell wealthy. And how do you know it? You just are. And people see you, and it's engraved on your forehead, and it says, I'm a wealthy person. And they look at you, and they say, what can I do for you? Oh, my, you are, Mr. Gates, you are so wealthy, you are so wonderful, you know. You're Mr. Buffett, you're the wealthiest man on the earth. And perhaps there are others now equally wealthy. But you see, you are known. People can read you a mile away, a century away. People always know who you are because it is imprinted in your heart. What I believe is true is imprinted in my heart. So I believe that I am wealthy. I believe that I am healthy. I believe that I am happy. I believe I'm a spiritual master. I believe I live in my spiritual reality. I believe that I am the allness. I am the isness. I am absolute. I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe. And it's not because I don't believe that it makes it not so, or that I do believe that makes it so. It's that when I believe, when I put all of my thought together with the idea that I am it, then I begin to act like the millionaire I am. If I'm given $1 million and I don't spend it, then I'm not really a millionaire and I don't believe it. If I'm given $1 million and then I spend it joyfully, then I am a millionaire. Until I use what I have, until I use the happiness I say I have, until I use the love I say I have for myself, until I use all that I am, it is not mine. And I will never have anything in this world unless I start to use it. And using it means enjoying it, living as though it were so and it is so, living as though it were so and it is so. What I believe is true is imprinted in my heart. What a great way to go. And what a great life to live. What a great being to have. What I believe is true is imprinted in my heart. As you believe what is true, as you have that imprinted in your heart, so is your life. What I believe is true is imprinted in my heart, and so it is. I like me. I am divine order. I am peace. I like me. I'm divine order. I'm peace. I like me. I like me. I like me. I imprint this as true, and it is engraved in my heart. It is imprinted in my heart. I believe the truth about me. I believe I know. Yes. You and I are creatures of our belief. And whatever our belief is, that's who we are. Whatever our conviction is, that's who we are. Whatever our reality is, that's who we are. But the $1 million is of no value unless we spend it. Unless we really believe that we have it and use it. It's not a matter of squandering it and spending it in foolish ways or in ways that are not really making us happy because we think it's foolish. But it is in the knowingness that we have it. Warren Buffett is not a billionaire. He may have billions of dollars, but he thinks the universe is poor. And he goes to thrift shops, and he goes to places where he thinks that he's making a good buy. Instead of buying what he really wants from wherever it may come, he is not really a millionaire. Bill Gates, on the other hand, is more of a billionaire because he spends it, he lives it, he enjoys it. And he has no qualms in using it entirely. Well, how can a man have billions of dollars and not be using it? Well, Warren Buffett has shown us one way. He thinks thrifty. Bill Gates shows us another way. He thinks opulence. I don't know what Warren Buffett's home may be like, but I do know Bill Gates' home is opulent. So, we can be billionaires and still act like we are poor. And that's one illustration. Wake up, my loves. Wake up. What I believe is true is imprinted in my heart. What do I believe is true about myself? I believe that I'm great, and I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. And I love you. I love you. I love you.